3:49, and Chicago's Afternoon News is on the air. This is Dean Richards filling in for Lisa Dent today. Well, one of the things that we had scheduled for the program today was a conversation with the Center on Halsted, it being Pride Month and this being Pride Weekend. The Pride Parade, of course, on Sunday. WGN Radio will have a float, a vehicle in the Pride Parade this year. And WGN TV will have a float, as usual. Bozo the Clown, as always, on our WGN TV float. And some of the rest of the clowns from WGN TV also will be there, including myself. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. So I had originally wanted to talk about the problem that kids still face who are LGBTQ plus. And if we have time, I hope we can get to that today. If not today, another day. But with the Supreme Court decision coming down today, something interesting has come out of this, and that was in Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, where he said that the same rationale that the Supreme Court used to declare there was no right to abortion should also be used to overturn cases establishing rights to contraception, same-sex consensual relations, and same-sex marriage. That has a lot of people very concerned that the victory, if you consider it a victory for Roe versus Wade, I shouldn't even put a spin on it. The decision versus Roe versus Wade is going to lead to other groups and other people having their rights changed also. So we decided to go ahead with the interview that we were going to do anyway with the Center on Halsted. And that brings in Luke Rumsberg, who is the director of the Homeless Youth Program at Center on Halsted. Luke, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about the reaction at the Center on Halsted to Justice Thomas's opinion today that could put same-sex marriage, same-sex relations, contraception in jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a sad and scared tone at Center on Halsted today. We're on a slippery slope here with this new ruling. And I think, you know, we're all feeling a lot of frustration, anger, and as I said, just fear for the future.
What are there steps that are going to be taken to protest this? I mean, what are the next steps other than, you know, just being scared as to what might happen next?
Yeah, so we're obviously in the beginning of stages of our plans here and trying to decide how we're going to move forward. You can see just from the news in general that there are a number of protests that are already springing up, and Center on Halsted will likely have, you know, our hand in many of those too. But it is very recent and it is shocking. So I think we're all still trying to, you know, in this moment, in this time, yeah, still trying to heads around that.
Yeah, it's just hours old. I mean, just the news of Clarence Thomas's statement and his concurring opinion literally is just a few hours old. I imagine it's going to be pretty prevalent during the parade on Sunday, you know, that it'll be something that a lot of people are holding up signs for or in some way, you know, protesting. I don't think there'll be too many people agreeing with it at the Pride Parade.
No, I don't think so. And I do think, you know, we might have a very different tone of a Pride Parade this year, given this recent ruling. Pride is obviously a time for celebration, a time for fun, but it's also a time for us to use our voice and to speak up whenever we see injustices occurring. And obviously, this is a major injustice. And it's likely going to be impacting the queer community directly. I mean, it's obviously intersectional. It's, you know, this is a sad day for anybody with a uterus, whether it's women, non-binary folks, trans men, etc.
I don't know how long you've been at the Center on Halsted, but I wonder if you have some perspective on how views regarding same-sex marriage may have changed. It seemed to, you know, it seemed like before it became legal, lots of people had said it's going to be the end of society if same-sex marriage is passed. And then it was passed, and it was no big deal to most people. Most people just didn't care, you know, who loved who. And that people were trying to find some happiness in their life. At your time at the center on Halsted, have you seen an evolution on how people feel about this issue?
So, I mean, I did start at center in November. So I am recently kind of recent to center. But, I mean, if you look at the statistics, the majority of the population does support same-sex marriage and equal rights for same-sex regarding relationships. But we are seeing, as of this year, you know, the Human Rights Campaign said that there's roughly 340 anti-LGBTQ bills that have been released this year. So that in itself is record-breaking. So whether it's not necessarily a direct attack on same-sex marriage, but it is an attack on same-sex rights. So this is also speaking for our youth.
Just briefly, we only have about a minute left. In general, are things getting better at all for LGBTQ plus kids, just with awareness and acceptance that I thought was out there until today?
I mean, I think it depends on where you're at, you know, in the nation. We, you know, at Center, we promote equality. We have a number of programs that support youth, such as My Homelessness Program. But LGBTQ youth do deal with higher risks of bullying, family and community expulsion, homelessness, higher risks of depression, suicidal ideation, anxiety disorders, self-harm, body dysmorphia, and also higher risks of drug and alcohol addiction.
Yeah, so that's still, that really hasn't changed that much over the years, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to see exactly what the percentages have changed, but we still have a very long way to go in this fight.
All right. Luke Rumsberg, Director of Homeless Youth Program, Center on Halsted. Happy Pride Month and happy Parade Day. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you again for having me. This is great. WGN.